In your book, you talk about how kids at the age of 13, Taz, is embarrassed to be seen with his parent. Has Taz ever read your book?
Taz has not read my book. Interesting question. I've asked him about this a couple times. You know, I checked with him all along in the process. When I had the idea for the book, I got his permission at various moments. I gave him an opportunity to read the proposal, the manuscript, the finished product before I sent it in. And he said that he trusted me not to embarrass him too much, which is a good thing. I also used the first thing I did when I got my check for the book was I went out and bought him and his brother a Wii. So that made me a cool mom. Yes, bribery, it works. You can buy a child's love. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm just saying it works. You know, I gave him Taz is a nickname. It's not his real name. So I created just one little bit of a layer of privacy for him. I figure, hey, if a college counselor happens to have that book on his desk and Taz's application is there in the pile, they might not necessarily make that connection right away because the name Taz is not going to be in the application material. So, you know, he's certainly been supportive. I had a big reading in our neighborhood at the local bookstore, and he came with a couple of friends, which I thought was really nice. So he's cool with it, and that's what matters. Obviously, it's not good to embarrass your child in public. So you want to, if you're going to do something like this, we've got a lot of mommy bloggers out there, and if you're going to do something like this, you want to make sure your kids aren't going to hold it against you.
So Taz is a nickname that you call him by, or is this one that you came up with for the book?
I came up with it for the book,
but
it does have a little bit of resonance. You know, the Tasmanian Devil is a very popular Looney Tunes character, and for kids nowadays, I guess maybe 10 years ago, Taz was a really big sort of icon. Everybody had a Taz hat or a Taz shirt or a Taz sticker or something like that. And you know, the character Taz, the cartoon character himself, he's kind of like a teenager. He's kind of this like sloppy, lazy, crazy kind of a guy. It was a good fitting name. I could sort of see that as a graffiti tag, you know, Taz. I could see those letters, you know, spray painted on some building somewhere in my mind's eye. It seemed like a kind of a cool combination of letters.